An arrest has been made in a six-year-old double homicide in Natchez, but investigators say the case is still far from closed. The Adams County Sheriff's Office provided an update on the May 1st, 2020 shooting deaths of Jamesia Becky Brown and Cameron Cam Jones at the Kenny Graves Apartments. After years of investigation involving multiple agencies, authorities say they have made progress in the case, including the recent arrest and identification of additional suspects. However, at least one person connected to the killings remains unaccounted for. Sheriff's officials say the case remains active and continues to be a priority for investigators. Stonewall State Representative Larry Bagley's effort to eliminate the need for an inspection sticker in Louisiana gets approval from the House Transportation Committee.
Bagley is seeking to replace the inspection sticker with a QR code that you can stick to your windshield.
And once you get the QR code there, that will stay on that car forever.
The annual cost of the QR code would be $6, and it would contain your vehicle's VIN information. Bagley says it's cheaper than an inspection sticker and you no longer need to get your vehicle inspected. He has tried to eliminate the inspection sticker requirement before for personal vehicles, but this time the governor is behind it.
He wasn't playing when he told me that this was going to be his number one thing this year.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Supreme Court seemed likely to rule for a black death row inmate from Mississippi who claims there was racial bias in the makeup of the jury that convicted him. The justices took up an appeal from Terry Pitchford in a case with similarities to that of another black man on Mississippi's death row, whose conviction the high court overturned 7 years ago. The jury that sentenced Pitchford to death for his role in the killing of a grocery store owner in northern Mississippi had one black juror. Doug Evans, a now retired prosecutor with a history of dismissing black jurors for discriminatory reasons, had excused four other black people. The Supreme Court ruled 40 years ago in Batson versus Kentucky the jurors could not be excused from service because of their race. The Alliance for Affordable Energy is weighing in on the deal between Entergy and Meta that they say will save customers more than $2 billion.
Entergy and Meta say the $2 billion in savings would be over the course of 20 years. Logan Burke, the executive director of the Alliance for Affordable Energy, sees one key issue with that.
The problem here is these investments last decades longer than that.
As part of the deal, Entergy will build 7 new gas-powered power plants, with Meta paying the entire cost. Burke says signed contracts between the two are all well and good, but that's not enough.
What we need in Louisiana are public service commissioners that will put real guardrails, extract real guarantees.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi River in Natchez, Vidalia is at 29.94 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.